This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Biden pressed for a ceasefire to the nine-month-old war in Gaza.
There are gaps that remain.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said the administration was working to get both Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire proposed by Biden that would halt fighting and see the release of Israeli hostages taken captive during Hamas's surprise attack on October 7th. The U.S. is a major arms supplier to Israel. Biden took the rare step earlier this year of pausing the transfer of certain munitions it deemed inappropriate for warfare in the densely populated Gaza Strip.
Zachary Goldman reporting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Thursday she's ready to debate Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage.
Harris notes Trump and President Biden agreed on two debates. One already happened, and the next was to be hosted by ABC News on September 10th.
Now it appears he's backpedaling.
Trump has said he'd prefer to shift that debate to Fox News, but would still be willing to debate Harris more than once.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Hong Kong court Thursday rejected a bid by lawyers of jail pro-democracy publisher Jimmy Lai to end his ongoing national security trial, saying it believes prosecutors do have enough evidence to support the three charges against Lai. Lai's national security trial began in Hong Kong in December of last year. It is set to resume in November when Lai is expected to present his evidence. Press freedoms groups have condemned Lai's trial as a sham, and the British and U.S. government have called for his immediate release. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A raging wildfire has devastated a western Canadian tourist town as firefighters work to save as many buildings as possible. We have more on that story from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Alberta Premier Danielle Smith choked back tears at a news conference Thursday as she described the impact of a raging wildfire that has devastated the western Canadian tourist town of Jasper.
We're seeing potentially 30 to 50% structural damage. We don't know particularly which structures have been damaged and which ones have been destroyed, but that's going to be a significant rebuild and significant displacement for a long period of time.
Jasper is in the middle of mountainous Jasper National Park in the province of Alberta. The town and the park, which draw more than 2 million tourists a year, were evacuated on Monday.
The AP's Norman Hall reports, as authorities in the state of Texas have arrested a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. We have his story right now.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades, alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
Coastal provinces in eastern and southern China have upgraded their typhoon emergency responses as Typhoon Gayumi swipes the region, bringing sustained rainstorms, strong winds. Typhoon Gayumi, the third typhoon of this year, made its second landfall in China in Putian City, east of China's Fujian province, Thursday, according to the weather service there. The Paris Olympics officially began with the opening ceremony on Friday. It is the city's first Olympic Games in a century. Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
Roughly 15 million visitors and more than 10,000 athletes are expected for these games, but many Parisians have already left on holiday. Traditional tourists are staying away. Organizers hope these Olympics will be unforgettable. They've promised the most environmentally friendly games ever. Friday's Seine River ceremony, gathering athletes, political leaders, and global stars, will be the first ever outside a stadium. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.